We're now starting Maseches Ma'aseh, the first parak, the first Mishnah, and the first halachas and Ma'aseh are telling us when is a fruit or a vegetable large enough, developed enough, grown enough that it will be chayav in Ma'aseh. The lashon of the Torah is after ta'ate es kol tevuas zaracha. That and we learn that from here that the Ma'aseh from something similar to grain that is edible, so too the fruit has to be ready edible. The general rule of Ma'aseh calls you oichel v'nishmar, anything that is edible and people watch over it. It's not hefker, because hefker is part of Ma'aseh, and it's learned in Shulmas. You can do them in our earth, if something grows from the ground, chayv v'Ma'aseh. So basically, all fruits and vegetables are chayv v'Ma'aseh. It's a midrabbanan, midraita. Many rishonim hold only grain and olives and grapes are chayv. The Rambam holds most fruits are chayav, but I'll call upon the Rabbanan. Everybody holds that all fruit and vegetables are chayav. Some the right, some the Rabbanan. Oh, klal achar. Oh no, the second klal they said is what stage of development is it chayav and ma'aser? Kosher tchilat oichel, something that from the very beginning it is edible. Even though you let it grow much bigger, you have a cucumber or a squash, even if it's very a zucchini, even if it's very small, you can eat it. So people leave it in the garden, it grows much larger, and then they'll take it much larger since it is edible when it's small. Chayv kotem agav is chayv when it's small. Same thing by an etrog, a small etrog is chayv. Yeah. Kol she'en tchilas oichel avaseika oichel and chayv hashiyasa oichel. Something that initially is not edible, like an apple and the like, it's very hard and bitter in the beginning, then eventually becomes edible, then it is not chayav ma'aseh till it will be big enough to be edible. We will see soon what exactly are the shiurim and which different species have what halachas.